4. Taking Counsel at Twilight. Better to die a fair death than to live as a wormling. A saying in Cair Luciare. Dogs can talk, Alan knew, and right now, Wanderlust was telling him that she smelled a wormling. Oh, a hound doesn't speak in words, but their bodies can tell you volumes. Wanderlust stood with her muzzle pointed down a dank trail in the deepest shadows of a swamp, growling far back in her throat. Her tail did not wag, as it would if she only smelled a stag or a bear. Instead, her flanks quivered, nervously, and the nub of her tail was as steady as a stone. She turned and looked back at him, imploring with her eyes, asking what to do. If the wormling had been near, she'd have taken small leaps backward while peering in its direction. No, the trail was hours old.
"Leave it,"
Alan whispered, gripping his short spear.
"We've got better things to do."
He pointed to Dalenhammer's prints in the mud. After accepting the honor of the hunt, Alun had gone to his room and retrieved his leather boots and a light spear. He took no armor, no heavy steel, sacrificing safety for speed. Dalenhammer was small, but it was said that he could run with the speed of three men. Catching the immortal scent had not been hard. Alun had simply gone to the barracks where Dalen slept and stuck Wanderlust's muzzle into his bed. From there the hound easily tracked him through the woods, even though Dalen rode on horseback. Alun had to race to keep up all morning, but at no time had Dalenhammer ever gotten more than 2 or 3 hours ahead of him. As Madoc had predicted, Dalenhammer had broken off from the hunt early. He'd ridden south of the castle for nearly 10 miles, through the rocky, hollow hills and down into the swamps beneath. Then he'd left his horse when the muck got too thick and set off.